Hey friend, welcome back to another episode on the One Income Family Podcast. I am super excited to have you here with me today. If you're looking for a way to help you stick to your budget, then this, my friend, is the place for you. Today, we are going to be talking about putting your emotion back into your spending so that you can stick to your budget. Yes, I just said emotion so that you stick to your budget. I know that's flip-flopped a little bit, but you know, it actually is what we need these days. So now, you might be asking, how will my emotions help me stay true to my budget? And I'm going to keep that answer short here by saying that your emotions control everything that you do. Think on that. We stress eat, we spend money not to feel left behind in our group of friends, and that's just to name a few. But the world has found a way to make spending easy and emotionless. So go grab that laundry, mama, so that we can learn how you can put your emotions back into your spending and stay true to your budget. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Hey friend, do you want to come hang out with a group of mamas who are living or want to live on a single income just like you? Inside the free One Income Family community, you will learn how to stick to a budget so that you can finally go on that family vacation or buy that ice cream on the weekends that brings you and your family oh so much joy. You'll also learn how to think frugally and cut costs so that you're buying things that last and they're worth your purchase, but you know, at a lower price point so your budget can handle it. And you will do so with a group of like-minded mamas who you can connect with, share your stories, and receive support along the way. Join now at bit.ly/theoneincomefamilycommunity or click the link in the show notes. I also want to invite you to come and become a One Income Family Insider, where we will dig even deeper into budgeting and being frugal and sticking to the budget so that you can actually do the things that you and your family have desired and create goals that you can actually achieve as a family. So if you want to become an insider, you can join at bit.ly/theoneincomefamilyinsider. Or, you know, both of these links will also be in the show notes in case you weren't able to catch those. But it's bit.ly/theoneincomefamilycommunity. For the community and the One Income Family Insider to become an insider. Alrighty, so let's dive into today's training. So, like you see, the title is saying that we're putting our emotion back into your spending habits because that, my friend, is how the world has gotten us to just become mindless zombies when it comes to spending. We just spend because we're emotionless. And I mean, if you're inside the industry of, you know, selling anything, you know that they try to appeal to the consumer's emotion. But when it comes to actual spending and actual buying, we have found a way to do it emotionless. And what I mean by that is that we have debit cards, we have credit cards, so we don't have that physical money in our hand and we're not going, oh my gosh, I'm almost out of money. Like, you have to actually be actively looking at your bank accounts or your banking app if you have that, or a tracker, whatever it is, to actually have the feeling of, oh my gosh, I'm almost out of money. But when we have this plastic card in our lap, or even easier, there's Venmo, there's PayPal, there's all these other online options that you can buy and spend with and not even have to actually see the amount and the effect that it has on your bank account, that it has on your budget, and all the other categories in that budget. And that's what I mean by putting emotion back into your finances, is by actually creating that feeling of, oh my gosh, I'm almost out of money. Or, oh my gosh, is that actually worth spending this money so that I have a smaller amount in my account? Say I only have $100 and it cost $50 for a pair of new shoes and I really need them, but is there a way I can buy them cheaper? Now, when it comes to shoes, you know, I tend to go the more expensive route because it's better for your health. But that's a totally different rabbit hole we can go down later. But, you know, do I want to spend that $50 to only have $50 left in my account? Like, what else do I need to buy? Do I need to buy groceries? Do I need to get gas? Are there other more important, heavy, weighted items that I need to get and it's not just a want? Or is it something that I actually need and it's not a want? And I do get those shoes because if I don't have them, my feet hurt all the time, my body hurts, I just can't do anything. And once I get these shoes, then I can do it so much better. So you really have to weigh those pros and cons, but with that piece of plastic or with that Venmo or PayPal, you don't see the actual total amount in your account, especially, you know, if you're using a credit card. Because you can be using the limit on your credit card and just be like, oh yeah, I've got enough limit on my credit card, I can spend it. But in all reality, it bumps your payment up and you can't make that payment. We don't think about those type of things in the moment. And that's exactly what I want to try to stop. I want to open your eyes to, so that when you do go to make those purchases, you're not going, oh my gosh, that was a terrible decision in the past or in the future, when it comes to something else that you actually need over something that you just wanted. So my three things that my three tips that I have for you today to help you put that emotion back into your finances is, first and foremost, I already mentioned it earlier, tracking your spending. By tracking your spending, like I said, it opens your eyes to what you've already spent. It allows you to feel all those feelings that come with making a purchase and whether or not you should continue with the purchase because you're fine and your finances aren't going to be affected, or whether you shouldn't because it will affect your finances and you won't be able to put food on the table. It's those kind of feelings that you really want to allow to really control the way you spend things. I hesitate saying control because in all reality, we should be taking our spending and everything that we are doing with our finances to the Lord first and foremost. But on these little tiny decisions, this one, you should still be asking, like, how is it going to affect the rest of my budget? How is it going to affect the rest of the pay period that this paycheck is over? Is it a 2-week pay period? Are you going to be able to get another paycheck in 2 weeks and this is like the last 2 days of the period? Or is it the beginning of the 2-week pay period or the beginning of the monthly pay period? And if you make this purchase, then you're not going to be able to make your bills for the rest of the month or for the rest of the 2 weeks, whatever your pay period is. Those are the questions you should be asking and always, always, always taking it to God and asking Him what He thinks too. But in the moment, if you ask these questions, it will help you make a good, sound decision that's not going to hurt you in the future. Okay, so if you track and you already looked at, like, if you already track your finances, then you're good. You probably don't need to do this. But if you don't and you want to look at like last month's pay period as well, or you could do the whole month or you could do like the last paycheck pay period, just track it and see what you've already spent. Or you can just make it easier on yourself and do super simple, just like non-overwhelming, just start where you're at and then track what it is that you're spending so that you don't get overwhelmed. Because I say to do things one step at a time so that you're not overwhelmed and you actually stick to it. If you try to do too much, that's when you fall off the bandwagon and you can't stick to it. And so I suggest, you know, you can use an envelope, you can use a notebook, you can use your calendar, your planner, whatever's easiest for you. I mean, I personally am starting a new system where I have a meal planning calendar, like planner, and I am starting to use, I need to create my own so I don't have to white out the days, but I am using that for my grocery list. I'm using that for my meal plan. And then my extra pages I'm starting to use as my expense tracker. So if you want to take that and run with it, my friend, take it and run with it if that's what works best for you. Because I do that because I've always got it with me. And when I go and get groceries, that's when I make the majority of my purchases during that pay period. We're on a 2-week schedule. And it's just so much easier for me to track and stick to it. Okay, so track your finances. Find a system that works for you. If you want some suggestions, take what I've got. If you want further suggestion or application, reach out to me. I'd love to help you. Come to the community or shoot me an email. Either one works. So for point number two, after you have tracked your finances, you need to go through and look at where you're struggling with sticking to the budget. Because a lot of people, when you say you're struggling at sticking to the budget, you don't know what area of the budget you are actually struggling with. I mean, most people upplay the extras of, like, you know, going out and getting coffee or having Netflix or that kind of stuff being where you're really struggling with sticking to the budget. But if that's already in your budget, you're not struggling with sticking to that budget. That's just something that you could cut costs on if you wanted to and put money back into your budget in other areas of the budget. Because when you look at your budget, it's a huge overall plan of little plans inside of it. So you got a big budget with little budgets inside. And if you know which little budget inside you're struggling with, then you might be able to solve your issue with just tweaking one little thing. But if you think that it's just the extra things that you enjoy that brings you a little bit of joy throughout your crazy days, then you don't actually know if that's where your struggle's at. You might think that it's because you like to buy extra gifts or get things for people. And if it's at the end of the pay period and you have the extra money, go ahead and do it. It's not going to hurt you. It's not a struggle with sticking to the budget. You got to actually track your finances and see where it is that you're struggling with sticking to the budget, because you can't just guess and think that that's where it's at. You got to actually do the work to find out where it's at, and tracking your finances and then adding up each category, each pay period, or each month, however you want to track those finances, and seeing where it is that you are either struggling with or you just can't stick to at all, then this is how I suggest helping you in that area. Once you find that area that you struggle to stick to, use cash for that category. So by using cash, you are physically handling that money and you force yourself to not be able to overspend because there's an end amount. There's not a plastic card that has this never-ending amount in it. It is a physical amount in your hand, and once it's gone, it's gone. You force yourself not to overspend. And my friend, that really fires up the emotions and the overthinking, because it gives you all the feelings of, I only have this much, and is it worth spending it on this or is it not worth spending on this? I know I used to be a little bit overdramatic in the fact that I wouldn't ever spend my cash because I didn't want to not have it for a situation that I needed it in. But we've got debit cards now. We've got other ways of having that, oh my gosh, something happened kind of situation. So, you know, it's okay to spend that money. But by having the cash, it still helps you to think. And that's what we're trying to do. I know saying emotion is kind of what I'm trying to bring in, which it does come with the thinking, but I really should have said that this is more like a thinking thing. It brings the thoughts into your brain, which is created by the thought and the feeling of, oh my gosh, I don't have enough money, or oh my gosh, I'm going to be out of money. And by having that feeling back, you are able to create or make a sound decision. I mean, sometimes it can be still drastic by me saving everything, right? But then at the same time, it still brings you that sense of once it's gone, it's gone. And you still have the thoughts that pop in your head. Should I spend this or should I not? Those are kind of the same questions and feelings. If you haven't noticed, it's kind of like a pattern that's coming up. But it's so true. Those are the thoughts that you need to have, and these are the ways that you can get them. Okay, so then point number three. The next thing you can do, which you can start right now. I know the very first thing you could do right now. The second thing you kind of had to wait to really see where that pattern showed up, where you were constantly overspending in those categories. But this one, again, you can do right now. And that thing is to look at your expense tracker before making a purchase so that you know, and I repeat, you know the dollar amount that you have spent. This opens your eyes to the amount that you are thinking about before each purchase and whether the money, again, whether it's worth spending your money on whatever it is that you're questioning you should spend it on. So, again, there's that question of should I spend it? Because you know the amount that's in your account. This is like when you're using your credit cards, your debit cards. I don't really suggest credit cards, and we can go on that in another time. But if those are what you're using, the Venmo, the PayPal, your pieces of plastic, your cards, by having that expense tracker with you and knowing the amount that you have, you're bringing that emotion back into your spending because you know whether you have the money or not. And I mean, this might be something that you are already doing, but I know that when I'm out and about, because I said that whenever we go and get groceries, that's when we do a majority of the spending. But there can be times that I'm just like, oh, I don't want to look at the expense. I don't want to see how much I actually have. I haven't gotten everything written down yet. I think there's enough. Let's just go ahead and do it. And then I hurt myself because I don't actually see the real true amount that's in my account that I can spend. And then I'm short on gas, or I'm short on, you know, tithing for church or for other things. And I know that when it comes to like the cash thing I said earlier, I try to pull out cash beforehand so that I don't overspend that amount for tithing. But it can still be so easy to just go ahead and, well, we're hungry, so let's go get some food. Or we want some ice cream and I think that's in my account. I don't need to look at it. I know I just saw how much was in there. I know how much I just spent at the grocery store. But by doing that, there could be something else that popped up that you didn't know about or that you'd forgotten about. And the actual amount in your account was lower and it hurt you. So use that expense tracker, that notebook, that calendar, the meal planner, like what I said that I do. And follow the amount that's in your account so that you know. You're not questioning, you're not thinking you have the amount, you know the amount that you have so that when you go to make that expense transaction, you know that you have the money and it's not going to hurt you in the future. And that that is my long-winded explanation of pretty much just make sure you know how much is in your account so that when you make a transaction, you have the feelings that come with it and you can make a true solid decision on whether you should buy it or not. I feel like all these things really just blend together. But just really, it's so important to track your expenses so that, like I said, you know how much you have and you're not guessing and you're not thinking. Okay, so I said track your expenses. I said use cash on those expenses that you are not able to stick to, because then it really puts a fine line on the amount that you have and you can't overspend. You just have to really be diligent on only using that and not being like, oh, let me just pull my debit card out too. No, that amount that you've budgeted is in cash and that's all you can use it for. And then to make sure that you always know how much is in your account before you make a transaction with your debit card, your credit card, and your Venmo and PayPal, all those types of other ways you can make transactions other than cash, because cash really makes it feel real. So if you want a budgeting system that you can really stick to and be really diligent about, do the cash budgeting system. But if you like the ability of having the debit cards and the credit cards, just make sure you are extremely diligent on knowing the amount that's in your account. And I just feel like a broken record today saying the same thing over and over again, but it is so important. And that is why I'm stressing it so much, that you understand that with this knowledge, you are able to create true emotion behind whether or not you should make a decision on buying something or not. Okay, so I will stop there before you no longer want to listen to me, because I'm just repeating myself over and over again. But I want to challenge you to take what you've learned today, get yourself a notebook, get yourself a calendar, whatever system that you want, and start doing that expense tracking. And I want you to come over into the community and I want you to take a picture of whatever it is that you're going to use and share it in the group so that you can have accountability and I can come back and see how you're doing and how things are going with tracking your expenses. I want to be able to help you, and this is one way I can do it. So make sure that you get that system figured out. Don't stress over it. Don't figure out or question which one you should do for too long. Just pick something and go with it. I mean, like I said, you can just use an envelope if you want, just to track your finances. Okay, so if you want to do that, the link to join the community is bit.ly/theoneincomefamilycommunity, or I will have the link in the show notes. I also want to invite you to come and be an insider and get on my email list so that you get reminders about the podcast, you get more tips on being frugal and sticking to your budget, and just really getting the inside scoop on things. And then you can also get like early bird access to things that I have put out there for you, to help you further along. Okay, so with that, I will let you all go, and I pray that you have a great rest of your week. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.